The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Mint Light Morning Shot, and I am Shohini Sen. Good morning. Here's a roundup of the news you can use before you start your day. Global coronavirus cases surpassed 100 million according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. The NHS, meanwhile, has warned people to be vigilant about fake invitations to have the coronavirus vaccination sent by scammers. The fake site also asks for bank details either to verify identification or to make a payment. Cybersecurity consultant Daniel Card told BBC that traffic data indicates thousands of people had clicked the link to the fake site, although it is unclear how many then filled in the form. Japan has raised concerns about British proposals to invite Australia, India and South Korea to a meeting of group of seven foreign ministers and have them sign up to a joint charter with the forum, according to a diplomatic cable seen by Bloomberg. The forum's European members, France, Italy and Germany, hold similar views, and some of its diplomats have expressed concern that the UK is attempting to reshape the G7 by the back door by establishing a coalition of 10 leading democracies. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who is hosting this year's G7, has invited South Korea, India and Australia to attend the Leaders' Summit in Cornwall in June. While it is standard practice for a group of seven hosts to invite guest countries, their involvement through the process is typically limited. But according to a person familiar with Johnson's plans, the guests' participation this year will be deeper than usual. International energy companies working in Nigeria worried that proposals in the country's long-delayed oil industry law will deter investment in new offshore projects. At least half of Nigeria's total crude output is from offshore oil fields, helping to offset declining production from mature onshore assets. But recent discoveries have remained undeveloped in the face of regulatory and legislative uncertainty, reports Bloomberg. To boost new investment, the proposed law should grant deepwater oil projects full royalty relief for the first 5 years of production or a graduated royalty program, said Sangster, speaking on behalf of the Oil Producers Trade Section, a group of 30 producers including Total, Royal Dutch, Shell, Exxon, Chevron and Eni, which he chairs. The bill will streamline how Nigeria's energy assets are operated and funded. The Bihar government will guide four poll-bound states and a union territory on conducting elections amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The state's health department had won accolades for conducting the elections to the 243-member assembly amid the coronavirus surge last year. Officials from West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Assam and Puducherry are dialing the Bihar health department for tips to accomplish the gigantic task without causing a surge in coronavirus cases. Accepting requests from the Assam government, a Bihar Health Department team will visit the northeastern state soon to give a detailed presentation on how the assembly elections were conducted with adherence to the COVID-19 guidelines, Principal Secretary Health Pratyaya Amrit told the PTI. The first Tokyo Olympics test event of 2021 will be postponed due to travel restrictions under Japan's coronavirus state of emergency, media reported on Wednesday. The artistic swimming test event, which will double as the sport's final qualifier for the Games and is set to feature around 10 countries, was scheduled to be held at the Tokyo Aquatic Center from March 4th to 7th. Meanwhile, some New Zealand athletes may choose to skip the Tokyo Games this year due to health concerns related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Radio New Zealand quoted Karen Smith, the head of the country's Olympic Committee, as saying on Wednesday. According to Smith, the NZOC was planning for the games to go ahead, but that everyone in its delegation, expected to be around 450 people, including more than 200 athletes, would have to decide whether they wanted to travel to Tokyo. The biggest ever opinion poll on climate change has found two-thirds of people think it is a global emergency. The survey shows people across the world support climate action and gives politicians a clear mandate to take the major action needed, according to the UN organization that carried out the poll. The UN Development Programme, or UNDP, questioned 1.2 million people in 50 countries, many of them young, reports The Guardian. While younger people showed the greatest concern, with 69% of those aged between 14 and 18 saying there is a climate emergency, 58% of those over 60 agreed, suggesting there is not a huge generational divide after all. Even when climate action required significant changes in their own country, majorities still backed the measures. In nations where fossil fuels are a major source of emission, people strongly supported renewable energy, including the USA, Australia, and Russia. You're listening to Mint Like Morning Shot with Shohini Sen. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Shohini Sen or on Facebook and Instagram at HD Smartcast. And to listen to more such podcasts, do log on to hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.